Well, listeners, buckle up, because today's deep dive is going to be a wild one. October 10, 2024, and the AI news cycle is just overflowing. We're talking election meddling AI butlers, even a digital tongue. It's going to be mind-blowing.
It really is remarkable how AI is just seeping into every single aspect of our lives, isn't it? I mean, things that seemed like science fiction just yesterday are suddenly front page news.
No kidding. We've got tech articles buzzing fresh off the lab research, even some cryptic whispers on social media about AGI, artificial general intelligence. For those of you who are new to the AI game, that's basically the idea of machines that can actually think like humans. But we'll circle back to that later.
Yes, let's delve into some of these other fascinating developments.
Okay, so let's unpack this whole AI election watchdog situation. OpenAI just released this report, and it sounds like something straight out of a spy thriller. Apparently, they've uncovered over 20 attempts to use AI for spreading misinformation during elections. We're talking fake news articles, a social media bot, armies, the works.
Yeah, this is a really significant development, especially when you consider that 2024 is a major election year globally. I mean, the potential for AI to manipulate public opinion is a very real concern, and the fact that OpenAI has identified so many attempts is concerning.
It's unsettling for sure, but you know what I find fascinating? It's how they're actually catching these operations. They're using a new type of AI that analyzes online behavior patterns, almost like a digital detective looking for those telltale signs of manipulation.
Exactly. They're looking for things like coordinated posting, unusual amplification of certain messages, even the use of specific language patterns that are characteristic of AI-generated text.
So they're fighting fire with fire in a way, and get this, the report mentioned attempts in places like Iran and Rwanda to use AI for election interference. That's pretty alarming. But thankfully, it seems like these attempts were caught early on and they haven't gained much traction.
Yeah. The silver lining here is that, at least for now, the safeguards seem to be holding up. But it really highlights how this issue transcends borders. It's a global concern.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, shifting gears from digital espionage to, well, digital assistance, let's talk about Palmyra X004. This new AI model is making waves because it's not just about providing information. It's about taking action.
It's a prime example of what we call tool calling in AI. So instead of just giving you a list of like available meeting times, Palmyra X004 would actually go into your calendar, send out invitations, even book a conference room for you. It's like the next level of AI assistance.
Okay, so imagine Palmyra X004 tackling your inbox, booking your travel, maybe even whipping up your grocery list based on recipes you've been eyeing. What tasks would you hand over to an AI that could actually make things happen?
And you know, what's particularly interesting about Palmyra X004 is that it's achieving these capabilities without relying on that massive computing power that some of its competitors demand. Mm. It was actually trained on synthetic data, which could be a game changer for smaller companies that are looking to implement these more advanced AI solutions.
So that's a really important point. It could level the playing field in a sense, make sophisticated AI more accessible.
Exactly. It has the potential to democratize access to this technology.
Speaking of making things happen, let's talk about Zoom. They just wrapped up their big Zoomtopia event, and it seems like they're on a mission to transform the future of work, not just meetings.
Yeah, what I find really intriguing here is how Zoom is using AI to move beyond, you know, its video conferencing roots into this realm of like a comprehensive work platform.
Right. They've supercharged their AI companion,
yeah,
which can now like access the internet and actually take actions based on your request. So say you need to schedule a meeting based on an email chain. Your AI companion can handle that for you.
It's all about streamlining those workflows,
yeah,
automating tasks. And it ties into their announcement about these new AI-powered task management tools. Like imagine your to-do list practically writing itself,
mm-hmm,
prioritizing tasks based on your deadlines, your current projects.
Okay, but here's the really wild part. They're rolling out personalized AI avatars. And we're not just talking about like picking a cool hairstyle for your digital self.
This is where things get really interesting. So Zoom's founder, Eric Yuan, he envisions this future where these avatars are sophisticated enough to attend meetings on your behalf.
Hold on. So AI taking notes, making decisions, while I'm catching up on some much needed sleep, it sounds amazing and a little bit unnerving at the same time.
It's definitely a bold vision. And, you know, it really raises these interesting questions about the nature of work and presence in a digital environment.
Mm.
Like, how comfortable are we delegating these tasks, these decisions to AI, even if it's represented by our own personalized avatar?
Yeah, it's definitely something to ponder. But hey, if AI can handle my inbox and sit through a few meetings for me, I'm not complaining. Now, shifting gears from the digital boardroom to something a bit more well-flavorful, let's talk about this whole electronic tongue thing.
This is so cool. This is a fascinating example of AI actually mimicking human senses. In this case, taste probes. Researchers at Penn State have developed this AI system that can analyze liquids and identify them based on their taste profiles.
And get this, this AI tongue, it can tell the difference between like incredibly similar liquids, like different brands of bottled water, or even tell if your orange juice has gone bad.
What I find so impressive is not just the accuracy, but how it actually achieves this. So the researchers combine this specialized sensor with an AI that's modeled after the human brain's taste center.
So it's not just about like chemical analysis, it's about replicating how our brains process taste information. That's amazing.
And here's the really cool part. When the researchers allowed the AI to interpret the sensor data on its own terms, right, without being limited by our human understanding of taste, its accuracy jumped to over 95%. It's incredible.
That really makes you think, doesn't it? This AI developed its own internal language of taste, one that's potentially even more nuanced than our own. It makes you wonder what other senses AI might be able to replicate or even surpass in the future.
And it's a really tantalizing glimpse into the potential of AI to not just understand, but to potentially enhance our perception of the world around us.
Wow, from digital detectives to AI sommeliers, that's a lot to digest in one go.
It really is. It goes to show how fast things are moving in the world of AI.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is how much potential impact it has. Like, who would have thought we'd be talking about AI influencing elections and tasting our food all in the same deep dive?
It speaks to a broader trend we're seeing, though. AI is going from a passive tool that just gives information to an active force that shapes our world.
And that brings us back to those little hints about AGI that we mentioned earlier. Artificial general intelligence. That's like the holy grail of AI, isn't it?
It is. It's the idea of creating an AI that has the same cognitive abilities as a human being.
Yeah.
You know, one that can learn and adapt to any situation.
So not just mastering specific tasks, but actually thinking for itself.
Exactly. And we're not there yet. But those rumors on social media, they suggest that OpenAI's research might be getting close.
Which is kind of exhilarating and a little bit terrifying at the same time.
I agree. It makes you think, what happens when AI becomes smarter than humans?
That's the big question, isn't it? Something science fiction has been exploring forever.
And now it's something we have to deal with in the real world. But maybe instead of thinking of it as us versus them, we should be thinking about collaboration.
That's an interesting way to look at it. How could humans and AGI work together?
Imagine AGI helping us solve problems that seem impossible now, like climate change or curing diseases or even pushing the boundaries of science, making breakthroughs we haven't even dreamed of.
It's a future full of possibilities, but it also makes you realize how important responsible AI development is.
Absolutely. As we go further down this road, we have to make sure AI is developed and used ethically. We have to think about the impact on society.
So as AI becomes a bigger part of our lives, it's not just about the tech itself. It's about the choices we make about how we develop it and use it.
Exactly. It's a responsibility we all share. Scientists, policymakers, and everyday people. We need to be talking about this and working together.
Well said. This deep dive has given us a lot to think about. As we navigate this crazy world of AI, one thing's for sure, the future is not set in stone. It's something we're all creating with every decision we make. So what role will you play? That's something to think about. Until next time. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Stay curious, everyone.